Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Feminino and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
I'd like to state for the record, Josh Allen did nothing last night. Factual. Football Friday.
He quarterbacked the winning team.
He took snaps without fumbling. Congrats. So listen, unfortunately, before we get to have a real party, let's talk about what you have to talk about, which is Tua. Do we all agree?
Yeah.
Like, I know, I'd rather not do this. But, Rico, here's where I'm at with this, and I it's not an issue of right or wrong. I'm just giving you and the listeners, my immediate reaction is, ah, Jesus, not again. And I don't want to watch this. And what I mean by that is players get injured all the time. I am numb to it. Now, it takes something like Nick Chubb, leg on backwards, to get me to react. Football, on average in the NFL, 6.2 players are injured per game per week. But when it is the same player and it is a brain injury and we're doing the air fencing, I have to be honest with you. I don't know what's going to happen with Tua. I don't want to see him anymore. I don't want to watch that again. I don't want to do it, because you get to a point where you're like, bro, you're 26. You got more money than you can ever spend. You got a wife and two kids. John Taffer, shut it down.
Right.
Except, am I crazy for that point of view?
No, you're not crazy, Mike, but this is one of those where he's going to say, what else am I going to do? I was born for this. I've been practicing from peewee football, PAL football, high school football, college football. Here I am living out my dream. You can't. Everybody wants to end on their own terms. They do. I'm sure he wants to say, I want to come back. I think I can handle this. I'll take the risk. And we'll talk it over with the family. When I saw the hit, immediately I'm thinking of Steve Young back in the day when Aeneas Williams ended his career. It was Monday Night Football on a blitz. He hit him so hard, Young never got up off the carpet. He was done. Kind of like Tua early in the season, but I think at that time that was like around the fourth or fifth concussion that he had. Troy Aikman had to retire from football. Why? He kept getting concussions and finally said, I'm leaving. Now, it may be easier for those two to walk away because they have Super Bowl rings. For Tua, it's going to be difficult because he's going to feel like unfinished business. I got to go out there. And guys, if you give me a few weeks, I'll make it back out there. You're right. It's uncomfortable is what it is.
Great
it's
word.
Very uncomfortable when you see him out there.
And you know, the hard thing is, like, look, I think for the old school players, we were all comfortable with the term bell ring or seeing stars or you got jacked up or whatever it is. Now we know it's a brain injury. That's what it is. It's no different than if you roll your ankle. This is a brain injury. And if you get one, you're more likely going to have a second. And if you have two, you know, do the math. Guys, I want to know out there in listener land, and we're going to get to Lions and Bucks, and we're going to have a hell of a good time today, but we have to start with this. I want your perspective on it. What should happen and what will happen? Now, I think what will happen in the short term, he will go on short-term IR. Mm-hmm. This will be 4 weeks, no less, of him not being around. And to my understanding of how it would work is if he sees a doctor or a team of doctors, and they say to him, you are in danger if you keep doing this. You should walk away. And he does. He will get his full injury guarantee, which I believe is between $90 and $100 million.
Right.
Now, if he goes to a doctor, they say you're in danger, he doesn't walk away, I'm yet to gain full clarity on whether the Dolphins could then void that injury guarantee. The answers have been different from different people I've spoken to. So I want to approach it as I was watching, America was watching, it's football, even though I had to stream it, USOB. And I just sat there and I'm going, oh, not this again.
Wait. Pro football is not on me. I ruined college.
That's right. And I'd like to retract that statement. David, you were watching. I probably a little late for the kids to be up with you. But
no, they were watching. My son's a Dolphins fan, so he was watching the game.
So what's the reaction? Where are you at with all this?
I hate to be this way, but it's all about the money to me. And this is life-changing money that he has with the rest of his contract. But in reality, he's already made $73 million. So you set your family up. You set your kids up for the rest of their lives and your grandkids for the rest of theirs. So looking at what he's already made, I'm sorry. I would just say I'm done.
See, but David, I think it's easy. This is one of those things that's always easy for us to say, well, if it were me, I would just walk away. Well, if it were you, you would never have been in that position in the first place because you can't run a 40 in that time. You can't throw a ball that far.
I can't?
No, I can't.
I've heard that.
Maybe the good son will one day, and he'll support his older brother, you know, as he lives in the basement. But I digress. But no, I mean, I'm watching it, man, and, you know, I'm sitting there. My neighbor had invited me over. We're on his deck, and sure enough, as soon as the injury happened, we both looked at each other like, well, this game's over. I thought maybe he hurt his shoulder because of the way he was on the ground. Because I'm like, that wasn't helmet to helmet. But then when they showed the slow-mo and the replay, you saw that he did indeed. He was out of it. And he, even his teammates was like, yeah, he wasn't all there. This is one where it's going to be very uncomfortable for him to come back. But you got to remember, he had those concussions. And then last year, he played the entire year and nothing happened. So in his world, it may be worth it. The juice may be worth the squeeze.
Well, here's the other thing. And like to everyone's point, and it's why we mocked the Memorandum of Understanding, which is a 3-page document for Sharon that now is a contract that we're yet to see. NFL contracts, hundreds of pages. Like Pat Mahomes, when he signs that contract, that's a 100-page document.
You mean it's not that one sheet of paper they just put out on social media?
Do you like me? Check yes or no.
Let me just sign this one page.
So it's going to be fascinating as time goes on. What is parsed out of the legalese and what it actually looks like? I wanted to approach it differently from the fan perspective, which is, do you even want to see that anymore? I don't want to see him on the field again because there's no effective way to play this sport. I love when people are like, oh, bro, he should just protect himself better. Do you understand if you're on that field and you're the quarterback and you're making however many dollars he's making?
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to go and get that first down and lead a comeback. Hey, we're sitting at home and we see a big yellow line. You know what's not on the field? A yellow line. Tua's going, the 52 other guys in this locker room expect me to do what's necessary here. Right. You don't have time to go, hey, fellas, I got to protect myself. Wee! That's not football.
Right. Oh, I think that's the line of scrimmage. No, he said, I got to make sure what we got. It was a thing that I was so upset about with Aiden Childs last week. Like, dude, you went out of bounds. One more yard, and it was the first
down. There's no yellow line.
Right. And here's the other dirty little secret. Guys, the helmet doesn't really protect you. It's decoration, okay? Because
they can make improvements.
They can make improvements, but it's not going to stop concussions at all. You could put the Guardian padding on it.
I don't think that works either.
It doesn't. There is really nothing that the NFL can do to stop concussions. And unfortunately, now that he's had his fourth, Is that and yeah. You know, he,
because you'll never sell me after they had to fire the independent neurologist for not diagnosing the concussion that all of a sudden we act like it wasn't. No, he doesn't have three. He has four in under 2 years.
Yeah.
Enough is enough.
And what he had, I think he had one in Alabama as well. So
I will take your word for it. Yeah, I
think
don't.
So. But here's the problem here. And this is on Tua. And what I mean by that is, last year, what didn't he deal with? He didn't deal with a concussion last year. And he also weighed more last year. They spoke about that after he got his concussion, that he decided, I want to lose a little weight because I want to run a little bit more. He wants to do that. Yeah. Well, now you're putting yourself more at risk. We're 2022, where you get more concussions. Yeah,
but David, you can't. I don't care if you're Josh Allen. I don't care if you're Tua or any quarterback of any size in between. You cannot play a game. It, with this idea of I have to protect. There is no protecting you. No. You're playing a blood sport. So I'm not blaming him. I'm saying, okay, he had his fourth concussion now in under 2 years. Thank God he didn't leave in an ambulance again on national TV. I'm done with it. I don't need to see this anymore. And I just want to know where fans are with it. 248-539-9797. And just so we're clear, I am not saying, oh, no, I don't want to watch football. Oh, no, quite the opposite. I'm conditioned to whatever football deals I can live with. I can't have it be the same guy.
Yeah. I understand where you're coming from.
Is that crazy when I say that?
It's not, Mike, because it does become uncomfortable because it's almost like that person who they already have all types of things going on, but they won't quit smoking. And the doctor has said, hey, you're borderline about to have lung cancer. Okay. And you go out and buy two packs and you keep smoking. You're a chain smoker. And it's uncomfortable because now you know, okay, now this person is sick. They got all types of breathing machines and still they want to come around you and they light up and you're just like, okay, can you just not do that in front of me?
And if you believe, if you don't care and you just say, look, I don't care. He could have 12 concussions. You do whatever you want to do. If he plays, he plays. Guys, I'm not yelling at anyone's opinion here. We're talking about what are we doing? We have never seen a situation like this in the modern NFL with a star player. We just haven't. The last quarterback I know that had four concussions was Kevin Cobb. You remember him? Guy from Houston.
Yeah.
Played for the Eagles. He got his fourth. He had to shut it down. His life turned into a bit of a nightmare. Look, I'm asking you guys, what is the reaction to it and what should happen? Because ultimately, the mechanisms of the NFL are so complicated. Look, they'll never say it forward facing. They can't. If you don't think the Dolphins are trying to actively find their way out of that deal through back channel, you're crazy. They know what's up.
And I guess you'll really find out how the NFL feels if all of a sudden he's released or let go of his contract and the other 31 teams look the other way and whistle like, hey, can I come play for you? Uh-huh. What? We'll get back to you on that. Because that means that the NFL is saying, we don't want this happening again.
248-539-9797. We will get all the Lions and Bucks you can handle. We're going to talk a little Michigan and Michigan State. We got TJ Lang joining us. He's going to be doing the show with 18 Zins. He's going to be exciting. We've got the picks. We got the prop bets. We have Derek Stevens. It is Football Friday. All systems go. 97.1. Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Femininio and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, we'll go straight to the people. We'll have fun starting in a little bit, but we had to talk about the Tua thing. If you didn't see it, it depends on your tolerance level. It was ugly. It's awful. Doing the air fencing and the whole bit. It's his fourth concussion. I've seen enough. I don't want to watch it as a fan. I want him to step away. It is somehow, maybe I'm twisted. It's like if it's someone new, I don't feel good about it and it's uncomfortable, but I can move by it. But when I see the same player wearing the same logo and it's the same stuff, I'm just, it's enough. Enough. You got to go. You got to walk. So
yeah.
Let's.
And then it was, I guess it was even ultimately weirder or ironic that it was Hamlin who did the tackling. Like, okay, because we were just watching you laid out on the field not that long ago, it seems. Yeah, it was that whole, everything about that image just was disturbing.
Let's go to Jeremy 97.1. What's up, Jeremy? How you doing?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you?
Excellent. Good. What do you got?
Yeah, I'm doing good. You know, it's becoming hard to watch the young man play football. You know, that last night was gross. I mean, you know, I was explaining to the screener there that even on his pick six, he kind of got tackled. And when he gets tackled, it's like his head is sticking to the turf. He doesn't, it's not there anymore to kind of where he can take the hit, kind of hold his head up without it hitting bam. And then just not bouncing back, just laying flat. And then he goes, he tries to make a play, and I mean, it damn near looked like he broke his neck. I mean, just the way he got bent up, and it was, you know, not only the shot on the melon, but the crink of that neck, and I'm like, here we go again, the fingers, the legs, and it just, it even right now, you know, it was hard. It was hard to watch. Young man, if you want a quality of life, there are, you know, some retired NFL players out there, alive, not alive, that could attest to these hits, that later in life, it's no bueno. So, Tua, you know, young man, unfortunately, hang it up, you know, quarterback coach it up, stay on the field, but not playing the game because, you know, I don't want to see this man die on the field.
No, it's also no, and I mean, Jeremy, I share your sentiment. It's also okay. Now you've had four concussions that we know of. Mm-hmm. Do you know how easy it is to have your fifth? There's really no point to this anymore. He's not going to be able to effectively play this game. It will result in this. You're not a doctor. I don't think I need to be at this point to tell you that's just going to happen again.
No, I think it will happen, Mike. You're not that far off. I think it's going to be difficult for him to walk away. If Miami had already had a Super Bowl, that's a different discussion because, you've achieved the ultimate prize, walk away. And he probably would say, you know what, I'll do that. But the fact that he feels like, and he's going to be letting down his teammates and letting down everybody, the city of Miami. I have to go out there. I have to try this again. This is where it's going to take his wife and his family and some people around him that he really listens to say, hey, buddy, thank you for everything that you've done, but we love you and we want to see you have a great quality of life after football.
Go to Ivory. Whoa, okay, we'll put that on hold. You want to check on Ivory? That sounded pretty heated. We'll go to Kevin, 97.1. Kev, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good, Kev. What's up?
Hey, listen, Mike, I'm on board with you, man. Like, he's had four of these. I don't want to see that anymore. To be honest with you, Rico, his teammates should be telling him, dude, you need to hang it up. We care you. We care about you. We love you. You know, it's time for you to hang it up. You know, if you don't win a Super Bowl, so what? We're talking about your life here and your quality of life. I mean, there's no guarantees that kid's going to be okay 10 years from now or 15 years from now with what we know about CTE.
And, Kevin, I agree with you, but the thing is your teammates aren't going to say anything because next week it could be them, and they won't want somebody to tell them you need to quit football. Because you got to remember, for a lot of this is their dream. They competed and made it all the way to the top. And you don't want to give this up that easily because you feel like, well, what if nothing ever happens to me and I gave up too soon?
Yeah, but four is probably time. I would think it's time.
That's
all the research and things we know.
I don't know of another player dealing with concussions like this. I don't know of it. I mean, if there is one, maybe there is. But, like, I think we're headed for something, Rico. If you get to a point, you get four of these things, it has to be collectively bargained. You just can't play in this league no more. Or, I you're right. It's a right to work thing. And, like, I just would love to meet the doctor that's going to meet with Tua in the next 4 weeks and go, no, listen, concussion, you're not at any greater risk of anything. Here's a note. I need to meet that guy and tour what medical school he went to.
Because I think, if anything, maybe the NFL just steps in and says, okay, Tua, if you want to do this, you're done for this year. You need to go. You need to rest. You need to do whatever. Maybe you have to sit out a year and a half. And when you put it that way, he has to then, over the next year and a half, maybe he understands my quality of life got better and I can walk away from this game. But from the NFL's perspective, I can't put you back out in this field in five weeks.
Can you imagine a PR hit if he goes back out there in 5 weeks and it happens again?
Well, I mean, think about the PR hit they took when he went out there
the next
2 years ago.
Yeah.
It's like, well, we didn't know he had a concussion. Really?
Yeah.
He was stumbling around like it was last call at the bar, and you didn't see this.
Exactly. That was their mulligan, basically. And they still got crushed. There's no way. But the short-term IR is what'll happen. But it's got to be the adults in the room. The Dolphins and the league have got to work. You hope Tua can figure it out on his own. I mean, he's got two little kids. He's 26. You got a wife and two kids. Dude. You want to remember their names at Christmas? Let's start the checklist with that.
I got it. And maybe the unicorn to this, I think I heard the morning show talking about Sidney Crosby and how he had all the concussions. But then he had to sit out for a large part of the season and it was a lockout the very next year. So he had to sit out a long period of time. He's still playing now.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he was probably the closest that we've seen as a star player with concussions. And it's so far it's worked out for him.
But he needed that time.
But he needed some time, and that's why I say maybe the NFL has to say, okay, Tua, if you want to do this, we'll see you in a year and a half.
Be patient. We will get to all the phone calls. I promise. We got the prop bets. We got Derek Stevens, and we want to talk to you. And look, TJ, several concussions. All right, I want his perspective. He joins us in the 3 o'clock. What is the perspective of if people tell you to walk away? Does it almost embolden you to not walk? I don't know. But I just know as a fan, I don't want to watch this guy play football no more. I don't want to see it. Because that last night, it's like, all right, here we go again. This is disgusting.
Is it bad that you're sitting there praying that he separated his shoulder?
The problem is when he was doing the air fencing, you knew right away. That ain't a shoulder.
See, I didn't know if he was like trying to lift his arm up. I'm like, maybe he's seeing if he could get mobility. It's a shoulder. It's a shoulder. It's not.
It is not a shoulder. All right, we'll get back to the phones and back to the people momentarily. But we always take a time out this time of the week for the artfully crafted, carefully curated Prop Bet Casino.
Well, shout out to last week's winner. That was me. David and Kenny finished a close second.
I want to recount.
Yours was easy to count.
Yeah, probably zero. I thought Michigan would play well, and I was scared as hell about State. I probably got nothing right.
So
carry on.
So we're going to start off with the game at the Big House, Michigan, Arkansas State. Over under Alex Orji touchdowns, 0.5.
Over. They're going to run the ball. Arkansas State can't stop the run. He'll be put in a QB power package or something and run one in. I'll go over.
Yeah, when he's out there, you know it's probably going to be a run. The problem is Arkansas State won't be able to stop it, so I'll say over.
It's pretty funny that Sharon Moore says we're going to get more orgy this week. Well, you're playing a cupcake, so yes, over.
I will go over as well. Dono, rushing yards.
Dono!
Over under. 74.5 rushing yards.
I'm just going to keep saying under on him because their best running back is the other kid, Mullins. He runs harder. I think he's got better vision, and he gets the tough yards. I don't know. I'll go under.
Just needs to break one big one, though, so I'll say over.
How many yards here?
74.5.
74.5. Well, since they're playing a cupcake, they'll need to play the bench player, so Dono will get his. He's the bench player. So, yes, over.
Dono.
The backhanded compliment. I'm going to say over because I think they need to establish him and get his confidence up. Even last week against Texas, he was held under 50 yards again. Like, this is not looking. I'll just go over.
Dono.
Longest field goal made in the game, over under 51.5 yards.
Over. This Zavala kid is, it's a revenge game. He came from Arkansas State. It's a Zavala revenge game. Dude, he's been money. He's been like Jake Moody.
Is there going to be a jersey swap at the end of the game, one of his boys?
Like, he ain't got no love for the Red Wolves. Give me Zavala. Over.
There will be no need to kick it that far, so I will say under.
Yeah, Will, they just want him to. So, yeah, he's hit a 56-yarder.
He's good, man.
Yeah.
Kenny, I'm with you. I don't think that they will leave. At this point, Sharon Moore has to get the faith of the Michigan fan base up. We're just going for it. It's 4th and 13. Don't care. We're going for it. Quarterback for Arkansas State, Jalen Rayner. Over under 39.5 rushing yards.
Oh, geez.
He's their leading rusher. Dual threat QB.
I'll just say over. Otherwise, the game will be totally boring. Give me a highlight, something. Over.
Well, the game will be totally boring. That's why I'm going under.
Kenno.
Over. I mean, come on, defense. You got to come on. But over.
I think that, like, Kenny, Mike, he'll break one. So I'm going to go over as well. Who scores more points, Arkansas State or Prairie View?
Arkansas State. I mean, this over-under in the State game is like 45 and State's given 44. It's ridiculous. I'll say Arkansas State.
I agree with Mike-o, Arkansas State.
Dave-o!
I got to be negative here. Prairie View.
I don't know. Michigan's got a top defense. State turns the ball over. David, I'm with you. I'm going to go Prairie View as well. Speaking of turnovers, Aiden Childs' interceptions, over, under, 1.5.
Under. He's only playing half the game, so he'll throw one, but can't be two. Under.
First play of the game.
Stop it.
Yes, it can be two. Over.
It's not looking good for AIDS. So 1.5 will be over.
It's Ado.
Mike, I'm hoping I'm going to agree with you. I'm going to go under. Longest play from scrimmage. Over under 51.5 yards.
For State?
Yes. No, either team.
Oh,
in
I
that game. Longest play of scrimmage.
Two for one?
Yeah.
Who's the kid on Michigan who celebrates when they're down 50?
No. The Michigan State game. So Prairie View, Michigan State.
Yeah, I'm only get one team then. Give me an over. Lindgren, this guy's calling deep shots the like a kid playing a video game.
The touchdown play?
Yeah, over.
Sadly, there won't be many of those touchdown plays. I will say under.
I hate you.
Oh,
honestly,
Katie's got the score 17-13.
The player you're looking for, Samaj Morgan, Mike.
Guy Roy Williams should be his new name. Guy celebrates down 30.
51.5.
Just say over.
Under.
David.
No fun.
I'll go over. Nick Marsh touchdowns. Over, under, 0.5.
Over. Because I want to bet it again. Over.
Yeah, over as well for me. He will be one of the few times they run the touchdown play.
Yes.
Davis going under. I can just see
it. Yeah, I am going under. You're exactly right. I just feel like you can't have fun 2 weeks in a row.
Top 25 upsets. There are 16 top 25 games, two against two teams that are both ranked, 0.5.
Over.
Meaning, will there be an upset in the top 25?
I'll take over. Sleepy week, but someone's going to get popped. Could be Notre Dame, be honest. You see that point spread? That thing's down to 8.5 in certain places. I'm like, what is going on here?
Yeah, still relatively early in the year, so yeah, I'll say over as well.
Mike, you just said it. That's the one I'm going for. I'm rooting for my friend down there, Purdue grad. Yes, it's going to be Notre Dame. So
no, I think
over.
You can hope that, but I think it's going to be like Arizona State for a second.
And then they'll pull it out. Yeah. It's
like, guys, are we really going to lose to Texas State? Exactly. I'm going under. No upsets. More passing yards. Baker Mayfield, Jared Goff.
You know what? They played the Bucs twice, and it's not like the Bucs look good doing it. Goffo. Give me Goff.
Jero.
I'm going to hit this team with a garbage can. Tell with the Bucs. Give me Goff.
Yeah, and isn't the Bucs secondary kind of banged up? I'll say Goffo.
They're all dead.
Goffo.
Goffo.
Baker.
Should we have Doug record a series of nicknames for other players he likes?
He'd never do it, but yes.
Lovo. That's Loveland.
And he's so anti-fun.
I'm going to go with Bako.
Sharono.
Oh, no.
I thought I just called him Boo.
Oh!
I'm going to go Baker as well.
You're my best friend. Wow, I didn't mean that. Come on. What's the matter with you people?
Receiving yards. Who has more receiving yards? J-Mo or St. Brown?
St. Brown, revenge tour. There's no way the Sun God goes back-to-back weeks not being an integral part of the passing game. Give me Amon-Ra.
Yeah, absolutely. He has J-Mo's name written down on that list of players he keeps.
Watch. He'll, like, cut block J-Mo just to get him out of the way. Oh, yeah.
Hey, who can't change the code in my locker? How come I can't? Don't worry about it.
J-Mo's the new number one. J-Mo.
I'm with you, David. I think St. Brown may get more receptions, but I think J-Mo gets more yards. The touchdown play. Goff interceptions. Over, under, 0.5.
Under. He will be flawless.
Will he wear a cape?
Yes. With a bedazzled G on it. Yes.
A perfect game from Goffo.
Oh, no. He's going to throw one.
Oh.
Over.
David, I'm with you. I think he throws one. Tip ball.
Yes.
Montgomery rushing yards over under 41.5.
Over.
Okay. That must have been a good number.
I almost made your sound effect over there that David's been playing the last few days.
In the lead for most of this game, so I'll say over.
Under. It'll be Gibbs Day.
You know what, David? I hate the fact that we keep having the same one. I'm going to say under as well because Montgomery has horrible days against the Bucs. So I think if they run the ball, it will be with Gibbs. So I'm going to say under. Caleb Williams passing touchdown. Over under 0.5.
He's got to throw one.
Yeah, stop it. He'll have one.
He's got to throw one. Last week was so egregious.
Okay, you know what? 1.5.
Under.
So he just throws one.
Got to give him one.
Okay.
He'll have two. Over.
They are on the road. Whether it was 0.5, 1.5, whatever, it's under.
Yeah, I think it's under as well. He may get one. David, I got time for one more? Because I left one out. Going back to the MSU game, more rushing yards, Nate Carter or Lynch Adams?
What about once they're up by a lot, they would sit Carter and maybe give Lynch Adams more? Give me Lynch Adams. He's got more speed. Maybe he pops one.
I will do the opposite, Nate Carter.
I'll go Carter as well.
You know what? I'm going to go with Mike and go Lynch Adams. He gets more carries in the third quarter, and that'll be the difference maker. That is your Prop Bet Casino 97.1.
All right, we'll get to the phones momentarily. We're talking everything from Tua to Lions and Bucks. Get a little college football later, but right now, we do it every week at this time. We welcome in our man in the desert, Circa Las Vegas, Mr. Derek Stevens. Derek, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, good to talk to you, Mike. All good.
We got a lot to discuss. I mean, for one, on a fun note, the Bengals losing had to upend how many people in the Circa Millions in the Survivor pool?
Oh, my gosh. It was crazy. It was about 35% of the entire pool. It wiped out. Last week, there were 5,564 Circa Survivors knocked out. So that means there's 8,702 remaining. It was that was the big one, obviously.
Now, you know what the funny thing is, Derek, and you probably aren't. I was thinking about joining. I would have been out. Because that was going to be your pick.
Yeah, you would have been toast. Derek, question is, look, week two, I don't remember a week two like this where it seems like every spread is 6.5, 7 points. And the Lions are one of them. And I wanted to know what we were looking at with that game because I love the Lions this week, but I would love to know the action coming in on that game.
Well, you know, we opened this on Monday morning. 5.5. Lions, a 5.5-point favorite, and 48. And since then, it has been consistent. It has been money on the over and money on the Lions. We have not seen any buyback. We went to 6, 6.5. Tuesday, we were at 7. Yesterday, we had to move to a 7.5, which is a real big deal when you come off a key number like 7. And then on the total, we went from 48 up to 51.5.
Good God. Wow.
So, Derek, I want to talk about another game that happened in week one and how it affected you going into week two. At the last second, San Francisco pulls Christian McCaffrey, and it looks like, you know, every fantasy owner was just throwing their hands up in the air. They end up winning. It looks like he's going to be out again. Have you seen that affect the line for the Niners and the Vikings?
Oh, I will tell you, The Niner game last Monday, I mean, this was pure chaos in the risk room when this came out. You know, and then when Mason makes the comment after the game saying, oh, he knew he was starting on Friday, everybody's like, what is going on? I would say from a house perspective, we went in with a disproportionate amount of risk on that game, but we had no buyback at all. But then what ends up happening is San Francisco comes out and smokes them. The house had a heck of a good day on Monday, but it was random. The house didn't earn it. Players didn't deserve getting beat like that. But this information was crazy. It all led you to taking the Jets. So this week, when we're trying to monitor this, this is just up and down. And obviously, the 49ers have lost some credibility. There's a little bit of thought with regards to injury reporting. There's a little bit of thought that they're going to watch their P's and Q's a little bit better. But right now there's a lot of tentative issues relative to anything the 49ers say.
Yeah, I just got one more, Derek, and it's something you only see, you know, usually 1 week in college football is you get these crazy spreads. And Like, for instance, Michigan State is playing Prairie View. I don't even know how you come up with a line on something like that. And then, boom, you know, a line hits and it's 42.5. Or you see Tennessee playing Kent State and it's 50. How much harder is it to come up with a line involving one of these FCS teams versus a standard Division I team?
Oh, it's quite a bit harder. And the only way you really handle it is you have to have lower limits on games like that. And then you have to allow the market to go after it and let the market set the price. So you really need to have hundreds, preferably thousands of bets that kind of gets you the feel for where the equilibrium is. But these games are very, very difficult. Our risk room, you know, they don't like seeing Prairie View, Arkansas State, these types of games on the board, because you can't really take the size bets that you're accustomed to taking. And the volatility is just crazy.
Yeah. So how much is the limit? Like, for instance, what percentage wise, what do you cap? Like, if a guy rolls in and wants to play MSU Prairie View, how much are you capping him down, limiting him on versus let's say a standardized game such
Purdue,
as
Notre Dame
and Purdue? Right. Great call.
Yeah. So, you know, on a game like Notre Dame and Purdue, we post what our limits are, you know, on the site. As you get closer to game time, our limits go up. So this will be a game where if you walk in the door, Notre Dame, Purdue, you would take, you know, we would take like 60,000 on a walk in with nobody knowing anybody. On something like Prairie View, it's, you know, our limit is probably going to be about a third of that.
Wow. Okay. So that's a big reduction. Derek, appreciate the knowledge on it. It's just something as I'm doing the podcast and stuff, and you see some of these lines and I'm going, I got to ask him this Friday. Because I'd love to know the guy and his abacus and his little calculator in your risk room trying to give you a line on Northwestern State and South Alabama from last night. Roughly, they were about 70 points off. You see the final last night, it was 87-13. It was
They basically said we're just going to play a 5-minute fourth quarter.
The moment they got over 80, I thought, oh boy, this is something special last night.
Yeah.
The crazy thing is we took a lot of action on that. The craziest thing is we took more action last night on the Texas State-Arizona State game. I could not believe it. I did a show on VSiN yesterday talking about, like, what is going on? The House needed Arizona State very, very, very badly, but there must have been a move. There must have been a release. But they bet Texas State like they already won the game. You know, and it was a 6-point move in this Texas State game.
Derek, I had no idea because I kept asking Mike, like, did the Arizona State quarterback get injured?
Did Sam Levitt get hit by a car? What happened?
I didn't understand it either. And then I'm watching the game, Derek, and I'm like, wait a minute. They're down 21-7. Maybe the world knew what they were doing. But I'm happy for you that, you know, Levitt said, nay, enough of this. We're going to go ahead and win this game.
And we'll get it done right for you. Yeah. Derek, appreciate it. We're up against it. We will talk to you next week, okay?
Hey, great to talk to you guys. Take care. Go
Thank
Tigers.
You got it. Thanks, Derek. That's Derek Stevens, Circa Sports. David, a couple of the ticket texts. We'll get the phones in order. I don't know if TJ's out of bed yet. He will join us in the three as well. David, ticket text coming in on Tua.
I remember Luke Kuechly had to retire in his prime because of concussions. So Tua needs to think real hard about his future. He probably should retire. The only thing I believe Tua wants more than a Super Bowl is to be a good father. And that has to mean his career is on the block.
Think about this too, right? You're weighing this out. And again, maybe he'll find a doctor that says you're at no risk and I hope you go back and play. If a doctor tells him you should not go back and play, you need to shut it down, and he does, he can walk away at age 26, father of two, with $93 million in guaranteed injury guarantee money. Figure it out, man.
But see, it's funny that you say that because I'm going to be very interested in what TJ has to say. Because this morning I'm listening to Jansen, and he said if it were him, he wants to play. He's like, I am looking out for my family because I'm going out there trying to make as much money as I can to set them up in their future. So it was just hearing his perspective as a guy who played the game. But then he also said if it was one of his boys, he would say, hey, you need to shut it down. But it being him, it's different. And I think it's like that for a lot of people. That is easy to say, well, it's for your best interest. But when it's you, you're in the hot seat. You got to make that decision. You got to end something. You got to give something up. Most people can't do that.
Well, this ticket text says Antonio Brown said he needs to retire because of all the head injuries. If AB says you have too many head injuries, you know it's time to hang it up.
And I know this is as tinfoil as I get. You'll never convince me. His life didn't change forever.
Perfect.
On that Vontaze Burfict hit. Look at AB interviews prior to that hit and who he was and how he acted, and then look after. There's my tinfoil.
Mike, that's not tinfoil. That's just called reality.
We'll get to the callers. Everything changed. We'll get to the people next. Can someone call TJ? I'll call. Whatever. I mean, I just.
He's here.
Oh, he is?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. We don't have a bar here. So where is he hanging out? There's no dinghy at the office. Where's he hanging out?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.